Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The saltarello was a Renaissance dance that usually came in a package with other dances. This week on Harmonia, we'll get a feel for the lively saltarello and its occasional partners, with a special focus on the lute music of the period. We'll also listen to a new release by Andrew Lawrence King. An upbeat saltarello was performed by Hesperion 20 under the direction of Jordi Savall. Before that, we heard an arrangement of the anonymous La Marianetta, as well as a Gallarda by Giacomo de Gorzanis. The combination of these three pieces is a kind of tribute to the Renaissance dance medley that built up intensity by partnering dances which became faster as they went along. In this case, the saltarello was the liveliest of the bunch. The word saltarello is Italian for little hop. It's a reference to the steps involved in dancing it properly. And by steps, I mean jumps. Originating sometime in the 14th century, the Italian saltarello initially evolved as one of the four dances that made up the bassa danza family. Simply put, it's number three and somewhat lively.
Thank you.
A 17th century saltarello by Bellerofonte Castaldi was performed on the Theorbo by Diego Cantalupi. Preceding it was a set of three saltarellos composed by Giovanni da Crema, Saltarello Ditto del Fior, Il Giorgio, and El Maton were performed by Christopher Wilson, lute. Now that we've heard several saltarellos alone, here are some in their more typical guises, in pairs. We'll hear a passamezzo and saltarello alla bolognese, followed by a ballo ditto il Conte Orlando and its saltarello.
Thank you.
lute music by Simone Molinaro, his Ballo Ditto il Conte Orlando, and its accompanying Saltarello was performed by Paolo Dett. Before that, we heard lutenist Christopher Wilson perform Giovanni Maria da Crema's Passe Mezzo and Saltarello alla Bolognese. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the Renaissance dance known as the Saltarello. So far, we've heard dances performed by lutenists playing alone. But what happens when three of them get together to spice up a piece you'd expect to be played by a single person? Something very special, a Renaissance jam session. a Pavana and Saltarello della Milanese by Pietro Paolo Borrono was performed by lutenists Stefano Rocco, Franco Pavan, and Fabio Accorso, who also take credit for the preceding selection, a Saltarello and Piva by Giovanni Ambrosio D'Alza. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're looking at the Renaissance Saltarello. Not all saltarellos were composed alike, including the kinds of instruments that would have performed them, whether arranged or not. Instrumental solos and consort music flourished in heavy doses throughout the Renaissance. Next, we'll hear a broken consort perform a dance medley on the tune Laura Suave. After that, we'll hear a saltarello dance pair performed by harpsichordist Jean-Marc Aim. Thank you. music of Giovanni Picchi. His Passe Mezzo and Saltarello was performed by harpsichordist Jean-Marc Aim. Before that, we heard Fabrizio Carozzo's dance medley on the tune Laura Soave. It was performed by Paolo Dett, lute, John Holloway, violin, Nigel North, lute, and Crystal Thielman, viola da gamba. The lively Saltarello is our focus this week on Harmonia. Earlier in the program, we had a jam session of three lutenists improvising on a piece for solo lute. Next, we'll hear four lutenists performing a similar feat. Lutenists Jacob Lindberg, Robert Munier, Nigel North, and Paolo Dett will perform music by Giovanni Paccoloni. Thank you. two Italian balli composed by Giovanni Paccoloni, both ending with a saltarello. Lutenists Jacob Lindberg, Robert Meunier, Nigel North, and Paul Odette performed. Our new release this week features another exciting recording by harpist Andrew Lawrence King. This time around, he's arranged dances from the court of Louis XIV for Baroque triple harp. Here's an Entrée Espagnole and Les Folies d'Espagne.
Thank you.
We heard an Entrée Espagnole and Le Folie d'Espagne, French Baroque music for harp, performed by Andrew Lawrence King, from a new CD on the Harmonia Mundi label entitled Music for Louis XIV's Dancing Masters. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources have come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.